Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again, and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. Again today, Robert DeCormier is in the studio with us. He's the leader of the Robert DeCormier Singers, that huge group of folk singers that is making a huge mark on the folk music scene today. For those of you who may not have heard last week's show and would like to hear something of what Robert DeCormier folk singing group sounds like, why don't we play The Hammer Song, as done by Robert DeCormier. Hammer Song is done by the Robert DeCormier Singers. Mr. DeCormier, that's a song that's become very popular now. Do you know where it came from originally?
Yes, it's been popular amongst folk singers ever since it was written, which is about 15 years ago, I guess. Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes wrote the song.
Well, now your group does it somewhat differently than most other groups do, don't they?
I guess so. I suppose everyone does it in the way which they feel the song, or the way which best works for their group or solo performance or whatever it is. We have a large chorus, so in itself that makes it different than anyone else's, I guess.
The song Hallelujah I see here on the album, that's a title that, of course, elicits an awful lot of memories of an awful lot of different songs. Just how do you do Hallelujah?
Well, this is a Hallelujah. As you say, Hallelujah could be any number of songs, I suppose. This one is a Hallelujah sung in a Negro church, by a congregation with, a leader taking, verses. The most interesting thing about this one is that it has a strange little rhythmic 3/4 bar, in the middle of the chorus, which suddenly, breaks the rhythm. It's what, sort of attracted me to the song, and,
Well, let's see if the same thing is what attracts our listeners. Here is Hallelujah, as done by the Robert DeCormier Chorale.
I've been baptized.
Been down into the sea.
Been to the sea and I've been baptized.
Been down into the sea.
seashore.
And down into the sea.
Smote the water with the 2x4.
And down into the sea.
Singing hallelujah.
And hallelujah. 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 Lord, we'll have been down into the sea.
This is the year of the Jubilee.
Been down into the sea.
My Lord has set me free.
Been down into the sea.
Sing.
Hallelujah.
Been down into the sea.
Been down into the sea. This year of Jubilee. My Lord has set me free. Cause I've been down into the sea.
Mr. DeCormier, I noticed that on Hallelujah, there didn't seem to be any instruments. Do you do many songs a cappella?
It varies. We do a lot of songs a cappella. A lot of these songs which, let's say, would be... originally or would be sung traditionally in a cappella, or sometimes just from a point of view of arranging a song a cappella. Of course, we do songs with different kinds of instruments and different assortments of instrumental groups. One song on this record is a very, very well-known American song, Go Tell Aunt Rhody, kind of a little lullaby. By the way, that's based on a Rameau song, old French composer. But this one is done with an Appalachian dulcimer, which is a very, very beautiful three-stringed instrument, American folk instrument.
What does an Appalachian dulcimer look like?
Well, it's how can you describe it on the radio? It's quite long and narrow, with a lovely curved shape going in and out, and is played across the knees with just three strings.
Well, let's hear an Appalachian dulcimer accompanying the Robert DeCormier folk singers doing Go Tell Aunt Rhody. Tell Aunt Rhody, done by the Robert DeCormier singers. That's a song that I knew as a child. We used to sing it, but certainly nowhere near that well. Well, we'll be back to hear more of Robert DeCormier's music and to talk to him some more right after this message. All right, this is Alan Wasser again, back at Folk Music Worldwide on Radio New York Worldwide. As I usually do at this point in the show, let me again make a pitch for more letters. We're always interested in getting them. We've had some lovely mail from old Andy Hines, some very nice people over in the British Isles. We're always anxious to get more. Please write in. We're very interested in getting your opinions, your comments, or just knowing that you heard us. And, of course, we always send out QSL cards to anybody who requests them to acknowledge that you did pick up Radio New York Worldwide. Well, back to Robert DeCormier. Mr. DeCormier, the songs we've been hearing have all been American folk music. I know you do. We heard last week a song called Igra Kolo, which is from Eastern Europe. What other countries are represented in your music?
Well, we do songs from many countries. Another one on this record is a song from Italy. It's called Bella Bimba. I found the song in a marvelous little book of folk songs I bought in Milan when I was there with Belafonte in 1958.
Well, Bella Bimba, as done by the Robert DeCormier folk singers. Bella Bimba, Italian folk song, as done by the Robert DeCormier folk singers. Mr. DeCormier, we've now heard two European songs. Andy Hines, who I mentioned before, had written in, is from Central America. Do you have anything from that area as a special song for him?
Well, on this record, there's one from the Caribbean, from the West Indies. It's a spiritual called The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy, a very, very beautiful song.
This is from what part of the Caribbean, any idea?
Yes, from Jamaica.
Well, all right, Andy, it's not quite Honduras, but at least it is somewhere in the Caribbean. Here, for Andy Hines, is The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy by the Robert DeCormier folk singers.
He come from the He come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory. He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh, yes, believer.
Oh, yes, believer.
He come from the glory.
He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. The wise men saw
him. He was hiding in the manger.
The wise men saw him. The baby was born.
And the sheep.
The wise men saw where the baby was born. And they said that his name was Jesus.
He come from the glory.
He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory.
He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
Believer.
He come from the glory.
He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
He sang
when
the baby sang for us.
He sang when the baby was born.
The angels sang when the baby was born. And they said that his name was Jesus.
He come from the glory.
He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory, he come down,
he come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh, yes, believer.
Oh, yes, believer.
He come from the glory,
he come down,
he come from the glorious kingdom. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy.
The Virgin Mary had a baby
born, and they said that his name was Jesus. He come from the glory.
He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory.
He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh, yes, believer.
Oh, yes, believer.
He come from the glory.
He come down.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
Robert, we discussed last week something about what your group is made up of, how many people there were, but of course there are a lot of listeners who didn't catch last week's show. They might be interested in knowing how many there are in your group.
Well, on this record there are 25 singers. When we perform in concerts, because of the horrible economic problems of keeping a group like this working, we travel with a smaller group, with about 16 singers or 15 singers and 4 instrumentalists.
How do these break down? How many men, how many women?
We had 8 and 8 on the on our concert tour, and 13 and 12, 13 men and 12 women on the recording. Group is also an integrated group, both Negro and white singers. This is, I think, partly out of my own conscience and partly out of the fact that in America, for a chorus to do folk music, we should do a good bit of that which is the indigenous choral folk music of this country, which is the Negro music.
We have time for one more song, if we can move very quickly. What would you recommend in that area for an ending song?
Well, Walk Together Children is a marvelous unaccompanied Negro spiritual.
Well, let's hear that as our last song by the Robert DeCormier Folk Singers.
Walk together, children. Walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. I said, walk together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Walk together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Walk together, children.
Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
Well, walk together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Sing together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Walk together, children.
Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
I'm gonna walk and never tire. Walk and never tire. I'm gonna walk and never tire.
A great meeting in the promised land. Oh, walk together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Walk together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great meeting in the promised land.
said, shout together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Sing together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Walk together, children.
Don't you get weary. There's a great picnic in the promised land.
Yes, sing ooh, together, children.
Ooh.
Shout together, children.
Ooh.
Walk together, children.
Don't you get weary.
There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
Shout together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Sing together, children.
Don't you get weary.
Walk together, children.
Don't you get weary.
There's a great meeting in the promised land.
Robert DeCormier, that was a beautiful rendition of Walk Together, Children. We're flat out of time. I'm going to have to just say goodbye and thank you very much.
Well, goodbye, Alan, and thank you.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19, USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Together, hand in hand.